And welcome to another Gaslit podcast. This is episode 54, and thank you very much indeed for listening, guys. In this week's episode, I want to run through a couple of things I've picked up over the weekend. I've been off for the weekend for my wedding anniversary, and there's a couple of little things that I've noticed I want to really share with you. And another thing is I want to share is exactly what do we do here as plumbers at Gaslit, but across the broader spectrum. And if you're new into plumbing and you're coming on board with it all, sort of just a different mindset of how to approach things. But first of all, here's my friend Sean to tell you a bit more about the podcast. Are you a new person coming into plumbing and heating? Are you a homeowner that likes a bit of DIY? Or are you a business owner and want a bit more knowledge before you make some decisions on your plumbing and heating? Stay tuned to the podcast and hopefully we'll be able to help you out with some of your questions. So I've had a bit of feedback about, we do giveaways every couple of weeks or so. We'll give away a voucher, we'll give away a little prize for the listeners of the podcast. And so I've had a little bit of feedback on how to enter. Now I do explain it onto the within the episodes, but I'll do it all again for you guys. So this week isn't a giveaway one. We've done it, I think, last week and the week before. But the giveaways, what we do is we have a email address. And so what you need to do is just email, and that's at podcast@gaslit.net. And I'll typically give you a bit of a code word, and you just email that code word in, and then we've got it locked and loaded, ready to go. Now, we release this on a Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. every single week. So whenever you listen to the podcast, if it's the latest edition, the competition will expire by the following Tuesday. And that's normally, I normally explain that into the videos as well on the timings of what you need to do. So that's how we do it. And if you want to listen and watch the podcast, we have it on the, we upload via RSS feeds. So that's on your Spotify, that's on your Amazon, that's on your Apple podcast platforms. And then obviously that would come over to our YouTube channel as well. And we do share that up onto our social media channels as well. So hopefully that question's been answered there. So the main topic really of this week is, what do we do as plumbers, and what do we get involved with? So really, as plumbers, what do we actually do? We get someone ring us up about a leaky tap, or a leaky waste, or from a plumbing point of view, or no heating, no hot water from a heating point of view, or this doesn't get hot, that does, that don't. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, we're solving a customer's pain. So they've got an issue and they want the leak stopped. They want no more damage done to their property. They want their heating to work. And when they turn it on, they want it to work. When they turn the tap on, they want hot water to come out. Actually, customers aren't interested in buying a boiler. They're not interested in that white box. And when I was sort of doing a bit of planning on this episode, I was talking to old DigiMike that does the setup and stuff for us here at the podcast and does other little various bits and pieces for us day to day. I said to him, I've never had somebody ask me to fit a boiler at the end of their hallway so all their friends and family can walk in and see it in there in all its glory. It's usually, can we put it in a cupboard? Can we hide it away? Can we chuck it in the loft? No one's ever sort of wanted it out there and so to show everybody they've got a new boiler. So what we're actually doing is we're actually selling people, and we're delivering reliable heating and reliable hot water on however we do it. Let's say a combination boiler to keep the conversation simple. And that's what they want. They want reliability, they want economy, and they want easy to operate. They don't want something that's really complicated and convoluted and all the rest of it. So we're solving the problems by fitting a boiler to give them a reliable heating and hot water. We're putting a new tap on so it doesn't carry on dripping and costing them water. It's a noise, or it's damaging their property. So the mindset and the sort of change of sort of thought process, we're delivering that solution to that problem rather than we're fitting you a new tap. We're now giving you a tap that can deliver the water, and it's nice and easy. It looks nice. It turns on, it turns off, and it does everything that it should do. So that's sort of the mindset when you're coming through your plumbing apprenticeship, or you've just come on board learn in the industry. Sort of just have that in your thought, no matter where you are in the world listening to that. And it's exactly the same if you're in America, if you're in Europe, you're in Philippines, Australia, doesn't matter where you are. All humans are the same when it comes down to that. So we're just trying to do that. Another thing I was thinking about was probably the biggest thing that we have is managing clients' expectations. So I was away the weekend for my wedding anniversary, and we had a lovely time, me and Mrs. Gaslick. And we went into this little hotel, and it weren't cheap and it was quite nice. I've been to the restaurant side of the hotel before down here in Kent, and I booked up the room, and I'll be honest, I booked up a little while ago and I completely forgot what I booked, and that's being honest. We went into the room, it had a big copper bath and it was lovely, and I managed to put on there that it was my wedding anniversary onto the booking, and we had these couple of swans on the edge of the bed and these little paper sort of rose petals. It was really lovely. Mrs. Gaslett was over the moon with it, and we took some pictures up and it was awesome, absolutely lovely. But one of the little things they did is that at night when we was having our dinner, they'd put on the door handle of the room two, I call them biscuits, so we have a bit of a thing, cookies and biscuits, I always call them biscuits, but they put two of these sort of large biscuits, you know, a good size, like chocolate chip things. I'm not a big one for biscuits, but they put them onto the door handle in this little lovely little bag with a little bit of ribbon. And so when you come back to your room in the evening, if you want to have that final cup of tea within their tea facilities, they had like a little fresh biscuit for you to have a little nib on before you went to bed. And that there was, that really made that couple of percent difference between, you know, a great experience to an exceptional experience. And so what I'm trying to get across here is that sometimes we can have a good job, go absolutely great and fantastic. All we got to do is just deliver that few more percent in whatever we're doing. And whether that's putting down that extra dust sheet, whether that's just making sure that we hoover up after we've done the job, or we put back the ornaments, we take them some bits down and we slide the microwave out of the way because we're doing a bit of work on and using the kitchen side. We just put those things back for the client. And that could be the massive difference between getting a 10 out of 10 on your review platforms or getting a 9 out of 10, just because that little thing that they was expecting to happen and you did. Oh, well, you didn't, sorry. And then, you know, a lot of stuff now is all to do with reviews and as we start moving forwards. So just think about that. So I've been looking at some other little things while I've been away. And we've been looking at sort of, we had the biscuit thing. We went to we had dinner in the restaurant and there was a guy there, he was serving. And I even said to him, I said, are you involved with the management side or the ownership side of this business? And he said, no, I just work here. And the guy absolutely stood out. The way he took a bold dietary requirements, it wasn't a problem. You asked details on the wine menu, he knew it, and come back with his recommendations. He really had everything down to a point. Nothing was a problem. Everything could be sorted out. What do you want? No problem at all. How do you like it? When do you want it? Easy peasy. And he really stood out. Now, the rest of the staff there were absolutely fantastic, but he just stood out. I know he was a bit taller than everybody else, but he really stood out as leaving a bit of a mark. And if I had some sort of hotel or restaurant business, I would first thing I'd do is I'd go down there and see if he fancied the job. Because that guy was, he really did stand out as delivering exceptional customer service. And it really did make a difference to him on what he was doing and how he was delivering it. And like the little things as well, because it's our wedding anniversary, they gave us a little plate of dessert and it had happy anniversary written in chocolate. And this little sorbet ball of ice cream, whatever they call it, frozen something or other. I'm not really into desserts, but that really made that fantastic experience to absolutely exemplary. It was amazing. And all those little tiny bits that come together actually really do go far. And I'm really good. I'm really passionate about leaving some positive reviews and leaving some lovely bit of feedback for the owners and for the staff members. So we've been working away here in the new little podcast setup. So as you can see, we've got the new sign above us here, and I like to try and sort of change up some little things here, and we're getting some bit more of the lighting set up here, a bit more of a professional layout. So this is coming on. There's a couple of other little bits I'm just bringing on board, but it's sort of really come together here. So hopefully you guys out there that are watching the podcast can really see the difference and how we've really come on in the last sort of 54 episodes. We've been working downstairs to expand this storage area of this new space that we have here as Gaslek is growing, and we're outgrowing the current number 7 next door. We're here at number 6. So, yeah, we're sort of expanding things and bringing stuff along. So, yeah, super excited about where we're going to be sort of look like in the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks, really, coming through here. So we've got some work on. So I'll be working late, no doubt, getting the storagey bits done and the racking and getting things set up and as it all needs to be, and getting the alarm and the camera system all through. And making sure everything's nice and secure as we move forwards. I've got the teleprompter up and running, which is absolutely fantastic. Which is this thing very similar to what they have on the television. So they have like a little screen, it pops up and I can see it as I'm staring down at the camera. So I had some massive IT issues last week and the week before that, but we managed to get it all up and running. I had the wrong USB cables, which is bane of my life, these wretched things. So I'm going to label them all up so I won't get confused which one goes where. So yeah, we've got that. So we've really seen this time now, sort of all our heating calls have completely stopped, pretty stopped for the last, last 2 weeks, really. We had some really warm days and some actually quite chilly evenings, but that's that heating season, the reactionary call out, that's now finished for the year. For the season. So that's all finished. So now what we're starting to see a lot more planned works and building works as well. There's a few select builders that we work for. We don't work for any Tom, Dick and Harriet. We don't want to spread ourselves thinly across. And there's some people that do some really good quality work that we're happy to work for. Most builders, be honest, they're a bit finger clicky. They want things done now. I need you here tomorrow. I need you here this afternoon. You've got to put that pipe in, or I'm going to cover that ceiling up and you won't be able to get to it. That sort of attitude and mindset. The builders that we do work for, we all work together and we plan stuff out and we know what's going on with no big surprises. But most builders, be honest, they are difficult. So if you're then looking at doing stuff when in the plumbing and heating industry and doing a bit of contract work with builders, just be mindful that when they click their fingers, they really want you to jump. And they do obviously tie down all your prices as well. So just be mindful of that. So next week, so far, we have 5 boiler quotes in, already pre-booked in. We've done a boiler on Friday. Now, we were doing the power flush on the system and we noticed there was a problem. So the boiler itself actually had blown the primary heat exchanger, and I'm going to put some pictures up here. Hopefully you can see the picture of that right now up if you're watching on the video site. You can see the little tiny jets of water that are coming through. So typically, that's a stainless steel heat exchanger. They're very reliable, actually. But what we can do is we can actually, the little bits of rubbish that were flying around, like the iron oxide, the flakes of material that are left over from the heating system as it started to break down and corrode, these little bits, almost like sandblasting, and they'll fly around and they'll start hitting things, whether that's a copper pipe and putting pinholes in it, or like here, it's going to rotten through the actual heat exchanger of the boiler. But whilst doing the power flush onto the heating system, we realised that there was a blocked pipe. And a little trick for you guys is to get a magnet. And copper isn't magnetic, but the black stuff and all the rust and the iron oxide is magnetic. So if your magnet will stick to a copper pipe, then you know inside that there's a good layer of iron oxide that's stuck to the pipe and that's pulling it in. So I was actually off Friday because it was my wedding anniversary. So I've got a little bit of feedback from the team here about what's going on. So we're going back there tomorrow. I'm recording this on the Sunday, going back there on the Monday to get some pipes redone. So get some pipes cut out and replaced. We've got 4 commercial jobs that have come in so far that's booked in for next week, which is great. We're seeing more and more of that as we're coming on board. We're getting some BMS work in, so some building management systems. I'll do a whole podcast on that. That is a little bit of a head scratch, I'll be honest. That is a whole industry just on its own. But I'm, you know, super excited about trying to understand from the IT computer side how it's all set up and how it all works. So it's a fantastic bit of kit, and they can deal with pump systems, they can deal with fire alarm systems, fire suppression systems, air conditioning, air recirculation. They can deal with the whole building management, down to lighting, fire alarm systems, closing fire doors. They can manage everything all within this like computer brain stuff. And so when you get an issue with that, it is a specialist area. So we've got a job ongoing with that at the moment as well. And we will be getting lots more of the reactionary work that comes in, as it does every single week here at Gaslec, and within the plumbing and heating industry as you do go through. Obviously, we've been established as Gaslec sort of well over 10 years now. So we've got a really good customer base that's coming on board. So there we are. So thank you very much indeed for listening. I've got the teleprompter up there, so I can't work out how many minutes I've been talking for, but I think most people will agree it's too long. So have a fantastic week. Any questions, any feedback you want to give us here on the podcast at Gaslec, email us at podcast@gaslec.net. Thank you very much indeed, guys. Take care. Goodbye.